The 55th annual convention of the Experimental Aircraft Association will draw about 600,000 people to Whitman Field in Oshkosh and about 10,000 aircraft. Bruce King of San Antonio, Texas, designed and built his own plane, which he's flown to Oshkosh 3 times so far. It's a single-seat plane with an enclosed cockpit made mostly of aluminum and powered by a Volkswagen Beetle engine. That's the old Beetle. It cruises at 130 miles per hour and gets 33 miles per gallon. Like many home builders, King was an avid model builder. He started flying in 1969, but says he was soon priced out of the hobby. But a few years ago, King decided he could design and build a plane from scratch.
You got airplanes here that have broken the sound barrier and the height barrier. Well, I've broken the cost barrier. Now, you got to understand, it's $10,000 plus a whole lot of time out there in that hot garage in the summertime hammering on little pieces of metal. But for me, it's therapy because I'm a computer analyst, and all I do at my job all day is push buttons. So when I go home, I'm ready to hammer and drill a hole in something, and it's therapy for me.
King's plane won't be one of a kind for long. He's building another like it, and so are a half dozen other builders, 5 in the U.S. and 1 in France. He helps them with extensive photos and instructions he sends via the internet. King also enjoys the camaraderie at AirVenture. Some families have been coming for decades and meet every year. King says it's almost like having an extended family. AirVenture continues through Sunday in Oshkosh with an air show at 4 p.m. each day. John Powell, Wisconsin Public Radio.